Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Fred Hewitt, CEO and president for International North Air Mines. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and ticker symbol is INM. Thanks for joining us today, Fred.
My pleasure.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of International North Air Mines for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Okay. Well, International North Air is a what we call a project generator. We focus specifically in Mexico because we think the opportunities are significant there, and we focus specifically on precious metals, mainly silver and some gold. So we've been working in Mexico for plus 10 years. We've had a variety of projects, some of which have been joint ventured by major companies. Your listeners would and readers would know some of the names: Teck Corporation, Meridian Minerals, people like that. And besides that, we also work on our own projects, depending on how we see the risk level of those projects.
Certainly. And so bring us up to speed on the drilling at the La Cigarra Silver Project.
Well, La Cigarra is a property just outside of the city of Parral in the Altiplano Belt in Mexico, and we think it's highly prospective for a significant silver deposit. And the reason we think that is we've done our homework, done our geology, our mapping, and our sampling, and we've done a first phase of drilling, and that's been completed about 6 months ago. It was a type of drilling called reverse circulation, which produces chips out of the hole. And we got some pretty significant results, and probably the best number was, and of course I'm in Canada, so I'm going to quote in meters here, but 32 meters of 132 grams per ton silver. So in North American language, that's, let's say, 100 feet of 4 or 5 ounces per ton silver. So a very significant results from our first phase program. And we have just, as of yesterday, started a second phase program comprised of core drilling. In other words, we'll see the actual core coming out of the ground and give us a much better picture of what's going on. So we're pretty excited about the opportunities there.
Well, great. And so talk to us about some of the trends right now in your sector, Fred, and how well positioned you believe INM is to capitalize on them.
Well, certainly... one of the significant trends is an appetite for silver. I'm sure your readers, listeners will, if they follow precious metals, will know that gold has gone from way south of $1,000 an ounce to around $1,400 an ounce today. So gold has appreciated significantly. And silver has followed along. It's crested over $30 just in the last few days, at $30 per ounce. But, of course, it's much easier for the average investor to buy something at $30 an ounce than at $1,400 an ounce. So we believe we're in the right sector, silver being the new baby of Wall Street, as you will. And we think we have the type of properties in Mexico that are going to produce decent results, significant results from our drilling. And if your investor is looking for investment into the silver industry, we think North Air is a perfect opportunity, and I can go into that in a little more detail for you.
Well, right, yeah, please do. Yeah, talk to us about some of the things that you feel makes INM unique from some of the other players in your sector.
Well, certainly, as I mentioned at the onset, we are a project generator, and there are other people in our industry that do that. In other words, we go out and pound the rocks in the field looking for projects. We don't wait for them to come to us. And as I said, there are other companies in our sector that do that, but most are the other side. They wait for someone to bring a property to them. So we generate projects. We make a corporate decision at a certain level, whether it's a joint venture project. In other words, if we think the risk is too high for the shareholder, then we'll bring in a partner to invest in the property. If we think it's the kind of property that will make our shareholders money, then we invest our own money in it. And I guess one of the key things about North Air is its market capitalization. We've been in the business for 45 plus years, so we know the ups and downs in the business, but presently our share price is trading at around 12 or 13 cents Canadian, which is very close to the same thing in American dollars. So that gives us a market capitalization of only around $5 million because we only have 40 million shares out. So the upside potential for North Air's shareholders, I think, is significant. In other words, if you own a share of a company that's trading 10 to 12 cents, I think with good exploration, the chances of the share price going up are significantly better than chances of the share price going down significantly.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Fred, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Be happy to. You know, my background is that I'm a geological engineer. I've been in the business for 40-plus years, so if someone saw a picture of me, they'd notice that my hair is starting to recede, but that's the only negative thing in my opinion. Our board of directors is experienced in both finance and mine development. We have had properties in the company that have gone into production, so in other words, we know the difficulties of putting a mine into production. We're not just junior explorers. In this day and age, I think it would be better for our shareholders if we find a large deposit and have a significant company buy out the shareholders, but our focus is to get a property that's profitable for everyone. And as I said, I've been in the business for 40-plus years, both in the exploration end, geological end, and also in the mine production end. I worked as a chief engineer in a large open-pit mine. So myself and our management team and our board of directors certainly know the mining business, in our opinion, and I think we take the risks that are necessary at the level that our company is, but we don't take unnecessary risks for the shareholders.
Well, good. And what are some of the goals and objectives that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, I'd say we've got sort of a six-month window and then a longer-term window. Six-month window is we want to complete the second phase of core drilling at La Cigarra. And no one can see into the ground, obviously, but if the results are as positive as we hope, I think that will lead to a much more significantly expanded drill program. In other words, we'll start to drill out what could become resources. In other words, advance the project towards assessing what its economics could be. But at the same time, two other things are happening. We're looking for joint venture partners to share the risk on a couple of our other silver properties that we don't want to dilute our focus on. So we have two properties that hopefully we can bring in another junior company, spend the money, and advance the project at no risks to North Air shareholders. And thirdly, again, because we've been in the business so long, we're always looking for the next project, because if La Cigarra turns out, that will be great. If La Cigarra does not turn out, we have to have something coming down the pike to keep the investors interested, and that's the third prong of our strategy.
Certainly, and when it comes to investors and the financial community, Fred, do you believe that the INM story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Actually, honestly, I don't. And the reason being is it's a positive and a negative. We've been in the business, as I said, 45-plus years. So that's a positive from the sense that we know the business, we know the risks, and we know where to go. The negative is that some people, I believe, think, oh, yes, North Air, a nice bunch of people, but they've been around for a long time. So we need to get our story out as a more aggressive exploration company focused in Mexico. I don't believe a lot of people know that, and that's something that we're definitely doing over the next 3 to 6 months, meeting with investors, meeting with management groups, meeting with shareholders, and letting them know exactly what we're doing.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Fred Hewitt, CEO and President for International North Air Mines. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is INM. Is currently trading at 12 cents a share. The market cap is north of 4.5 million. And so before we conclude, Fred, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider INM as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, from a long term, I think our record speaks for itself. We're in a high-risk, high-reward business, but we've been here a long time, so we know there's going to be cycles. Sometimes there's an appetite for precious metals, sometimes there's not, but we will be here through the lean and the good times. Why should they invest in North Air? I think what you just said about the market capitalization is the ultimate answer. We have around 40 million shares outstanding, which is a relatively small number. Our market cap is under $5 million. I think the upside potential is both short and long term very significant for the company.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track your company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Fred, and update our investors on INM.
Well, we certainly appreciate the opportunity, and if someone wants to go to our website, which is www.northairgroup.com, we'd be very happy to give them more information on our companies and projects, and look forward to talking to investors.
Great.